Hey there, and welcome to the Lead Bold Podcast, a place where we engage in inspiring conversations with leaders in ministry and ministry partnerships. These discussions allow for us to learn more about different leaders and their experiences as we navigate questions about their call to ministry, the challenges they have faced, things they wish they knew or would share with others, and so, so much more about what it means to live into their calling. This community is truly a place to find those who get you. And we hope that what you hear encourages you and gives you takeaways for your own journey. Here's a little bit about our guest today. Well, I know you all are going to be so amazingly inspired, encouraged, hyped up. The energy of our guest today is really out of this world. Today we're speaking with Amma Zegna. Pastor Amma Zegna was ordained to Christian ministry in 1998. She received her Bachelor of Arts in Religion and Women's Studies from Wesleyan University in Connecticut and then earned her Master's of Divinity degree and Master of Arts in Biblical Studies in Berkeley, California. She was ordained at a small rural church in Pescadero and then served as associate pastor at a suburban church in Michigan, where she developed and expanded the ministry for young families. She returned to California and served as a senior pastor for an urban congregation during a seven-year revitalization in which they tripled their community size. In 2015, Pastor Amma was called to serve at Woodside Village Church, where she spent the past 8 years in ministry until December of 2023. Pastor Amma is currently in a season of sabbatical exploration regarding her next steps in ministry. She has specialized in training in faith-based community organizing and church revitalization, but her growing passion for the ministry of the Holy Spirit is leading her in new directions. She brings contagious, creative exuberance to her leadership as a disciple of Jesus and a collaborator with all people of goodwill. She lives in Woodside with her husband and their two teenage sons.
Today, Aaron and I talk with Pastor Amma Zegna, and the conversation goes from Holy Spirit to desperation to listening to courage to stopping to all the things. And it comes from someone who is in a season where she's laid down her former ministry position, and she's in a period of waiting, and we all know how hard that can be. So we hope that you will simply listen to and learn along with us what Amma has to say today. Hey, Lead Bold listeners, we are back with another episode that we hope will be encouraging and equipping to you. I have two people to introduce today. I'm here with my co-host, Aaron Hanley. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, everyone. Very excited about our conversation today.
Yep. Special shout out to Aaron, who 95% of the time has to fix tech problems when we start. You can't fix my words, though. You can't fix my mouth. I'm going to just say words wrong. My second introduction is Amma Zegna. Welcome, Amma.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here with you.
We are glad that you're here, too. Amma and I got connected through our Lead Bold conference last year and through an organization here in the Bay Area called Transforming the Bay with Christ. And I don't know about you, Amma. You might be this way with so many people because you just have a spirit about you. But I just was like, I need to get to know this woman. I definitely want to be around her more. So that's basically what this is.
Yes.
And actually, great, let me say this too. Our other trio and our partners of crime, me and Aaron and Cindy, who does all of our kind of behind the scenes stuff, scheduling and all that, separately, she also met Amma at the conference, and she was like, yes. Hey, I met one of the pastors and I think we should have her on the podcast. And I was like, I already wanted you to have her come on the podcast. So anyway, that is that. So I just want to jump right in with you, Amma, but just for the sake of our listeners kind of knowing you, why don't you, this is an impossible challenge. Just really quickly, give us like three fun facts about Amma Zegna. Go. And one has to include what continent you grew up on, BTW.
All right. Well, I grew up in Kenya in East Africa. My dad's side of the family is British Kenyan. He came here to the U.S. to go to college and met my mom at Cornell University. And then they were both in graduate school in California. So I was born in California. But then when I was 2 years old and just after my little brother had been born, we moved to Kenya. And that's where I grew up until age 14.
Wow. So that's one cool. Fun fact. Okay. Fun, Fun fact, can you give us two more quick fun facts? I wasn't planning on asking you that. I'm throwing it at you.
Okay, well, this is so funny because one fun fact I was thinking about, so I have a Master of Arts in Divinity, and then I have a Master's in Biblical Studies. And because I love the Bible and I wanted to learn more about it. And I love bringing it to life, like making it relevant, not only, of course, in sermons, in Bible study, but also one of the things that I've done, which is super fun, I think, is rewriting or putting the scripture in kind of like a spoken word version. I did this actually before Hamilton came to the fore.
He learned everything from Amazonia.
He learned everything from me. No,
Lin-Manuel.
Well, but I was thinking of this yesterday because I was talking to some folks about, I did the Christmas story, and then I would write different parts as there were people that wanted to do like certain things. You know, I did a part for the kings when we had some kings, because first it was just the shepherds. And then 2 years ago, I did a part for Mary, the Magnificat. So, and I was just thinking about this little part, and it goes, his name is Jesus, and he's going to be great. He'll even be above the heads of state. So don't you worry, things are on the mend, because of his kingdom, there will be no end.
Oh, snap.
Snaps, giving snaps.
You're gonna put us out of business.
I don't even know what to do with that. Yeah, everything has to rhyme. We'll do it all the time.
That was more than
one fun fact. And so now we'll move on with our act. It's all I got.
Very good.
That was brutal. That definitely counts for like a lot of fun facts. And I feel like now our audience, now they truly know Alma.
That was perfect.
Oh my gosh. So let's jump in. We have lots to get to and lots to learn from you today, Alma, but just to give us some context, just briefly, can you just tell us what ministry looks like for you right now?
Sure. So I am in a season of transition. I just finished a position where I was as a pastor of a church for 8 years. I started actually as the interim pastor because I've been part of one denomination that just didn't really feel like the right fit for me. And so when I was ready to come back into the ministry after taking a break to raise my two little boys, who are now 14 and 16, I decided to, you know, I was already kind of plugged in with that denomination. And so there was this interim position open. So I applied and ended up coming to serve here. And then one thing led to another, and I ended up staying there, becoming the settled senior pastor, and was there for 8 years. I just ended that at the end of December. And it's really interesting because I feel like I really was moving too much in my own strength. And I think it's really easy for us to do, especially, you know, passionate, powerful, capable women. We're like, I got this, you know? And so we can do a lot, and we end up doing a lot. And so I just exhausted myself, and I needed a time of letting it all go. And so even though I really haven't known yet and still don't know what my next steps are, I've been in this, what I call sabbatical exploration, because I was given a sabbatical. So that's what I'm doing right now. But at the same time, I know that I don't want to go back to the role I was doing. And so that's why it's kind of sabbatical exploration.
Wow.
That's a really unique thing that you were able to do. That's good. So as you're thinking, as you are exploring, I would imagine that even in the midst of transition, there must be things that are true about you and your gifts that no matter what your ministry context is, you will express things this way, or this will be true of you. Could you tell us a few of those? Like, what do you know will be involved in your next thing, even if you don't know what that is.
Yes, absolutely. Well, creativity. I love, just like the.
As we just learned.
I love doing, and I've done so many rewrites. I was talking again to some folks about this because I was actually at worship last Sunday, and they did the old hymn "Take My Life," and it's so funny. I let it be consecrated faithfully. And I was like, oh my gosh, what I found is that works perfectly to the Beatles' "Let It Be." So you can literally go like, "Take my life and let it be consecrated faithfully. Take my life, let it be." And then "let it be, let
That's
it
so great.
be."
Yeah.
And I just love,
This is
I
just a singing podcast now.
there you
That's
go.
right,
It's
rapping
singing
and
and
singing.
rapping. That's what we're doing today, right?
The new
But
face of
I
Lead Bold.
but with whether it's, I think the Holy Spirit, God is creator, right? And we are created in his image. And so he gives us creativity. We all may have it in different spheres. Some people are so creative at creating spaces, which is not really my, I'm like, who's got that gift? Because it's not me, like getting the colors all right. Lisa, who I know works with you, Andrea, like, amazing at that, right? So some people really have, like, we each have our different areas of creativity where we are able to think outside the box and to and really have an open heaven relationship where we God knows that he can download certain things to us because it's part of our passion, our gifting, our calling, our joy. And so that definitely creativity is going to be part of whatever I do. And then the other thing I can say is something I'm really learning and getting more and more excited about is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I think all of us, in the church, of course, we come to faith through Christ. That's how we're part of his church. And thank God for Jesus, right? It's just such a blessing and a joy to serve him. And then he leads us to the Father. And so then coming into a relationship with the love of the Father, like Paul says at the end of 2 Corinthians, the may the love of the Father and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And I think a lot of times we don't learn that. It's not part of our seminaries. I mean, it definitely wasn't part of my seminary. I got two masters and I don't think I learned one thing about the Holy Spirit, honestly, ironically. And so, except for the doctrine, the doctrine is the Trinity. And so, and even to the point where I was thinking about this the other day, I'm like, so much of the church is like, may the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the doctrine of the Holy Spirit be with you. I'm like, wait, we need the power. We don't need just a doctrine. We need the experience. We need fellowship. And so that's the thing that's really that I'm excited about. And I'm praying for God to open the doors to make that more part of my ministry going forward.
That's so cool. I think especially that like you're given kind of the season that you're in, like that space. I do think that's something we often don't afford the Holy Spirit is like the space. We're all kind of about programming and how do we make things move. And I do think it's really unique that God has given you this space to investigate that and to lean into those feelings, knowing that that is a important element of that sense of fellowship, right? Is the space for it to happen and opening ourselves up
And
to that, listening.
if I could say something about that, Erin,
Yeah.
because I think it has required, and you, of course, we're on the Lead Bold podcast, right? So we have to be bold, and it has required incredible courage, which is kind of courage is at the heart of boldness, right? To take the time and to wait on the Lord. And still, it's like I have to just lean into the Lord so much because the whole world is like, oh, well, before you end one job, you should definitely have your next one ready. And we're not
Right.
independently wealthy. It'd be nice, but no,
Right.
we all live in the live, those of us here live in the Bay Area, we know what it costs to live, and you know, when I have kids and all that kind of thing. And so many times, but I think in any situation, even if it's a small decision or a project or something as big as a big life transition, waiting on the Lord is, it takes courage. It takes mm-hmm. boldness, because we're saying, no, God has a plan for me, and I'm going with God and not my own bright ideas or mm-hmm. whatever fear tells me to do, that I better cover my bases. I'm going to trust God, and that takes boldness.
Yeah. It's powerful stuff.
Yeah. That's really good. And it does. I would like to talk a little bit more about that. And also, it just started like downpouring where I'm at. So I keep muting myself, cause I don't know if you guys
can hear.
It's like, okay, good. All right. That's good. But I did, cause we wanted to ask you about, like, in this season, what are you learning? How are you growing? And then how do you envision that impacting your leadership? I know you said that you were kind of worn out from all the doing. Now you're talking about this, the courage of waiting and really responding to the Spirit. How do you think your leadership will look different in light of these things that you're learning? Can you just get a little more specific about that?
Absolutely. And I think such a great question, Andrea. And I'm, of course, praying about that, because I don't want to go back to my old habits. You know, I want to keep going from glory to glory, not from glory to back into the pit. And then God has to pull me out, you know, of this slimy pit or whatever, and set my feet back on a rock. I want to stand on the rock, and I want to go from glory to glory. And so one of the things that God is teaching me around wait on the Lord, it really has to do with trusting God in a deeper way. And it's funny, I was looking at, and I was just drawn separately to this passage in Luke 11:8, which is funny because it's the one place in the Bible where boldness appears. And I was like, wow, that's funny that I'm drawn to this morning. And then today I'm on the Lead Bold podcast. And because it is where Jesus is teaching the disciples how to pray. And he says, you know, if you go to a friend's house because you need bread in the middle of the night to feed a friend who's come, and your friend is like, I'm tired, I'm in bed, don't wake me up, you know, then finally that friend who's in bed is going to get up if you persevere with boldness. And that's the one place in the whole Gospels where it has that word. And it's about persevering with God in prayer, in boldness, to ask for what you want. And so that's what I've been doing. And it really, I mean, I can feel it bearing fruit. It's so exciting. It's super scary because I'm very used to and have been in the habits of doing things in my own strength a lot. And so it's just intentionally breaking that, intentionally not doing something that I'm like, oh, that comes out of my own ideas or my own fears, or God forbid the enemy, but I'm not even going there. I'm like, no, but still it's just out of our own ideas and our own fears, a lot of action can proceed. And I don't want to do that at all. So leaning into the Holy Spirit and trusting God. And I feel like that will really affect my ministry differently. It'll change how I do ministry, because I think a lot of the do comes out of not trusting God. And it's not because I don't want to trust God. Or that if anybody asked me, do you trust God? I'd be like, yes, of course I do. Like, I put my life in his hands. But in practice, am I really trusting him, or do I feel like I have to do it? Otherwise it's not going to get done. So what if I actually put it in the hands of the Holy Spirit? And coming back to this Luke 11 passage, it's really interesting because one of the things that it says is that, you know, if a father would give bread to his son who asked for it, how much more will God the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And it always seems it always seemed like a little bit like, why doesn't he just say, give whatever you ask? Because he says, whatever you ask in my name, you'll receive it. But in that passage, he says, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. And I think it's really because the Holy Spirit has everything that we need. The Holy Spirit has the power to help us, give us the perseverance, change our hearts and minds, renew our minds through the Holy Spirit, through his word. You know, give us wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, power, and the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
All of those are available through the Holy Spirit. So whatever we think we want, I think I want a new job, you know, a new car, a this, a that. And it's like, if I get the Holy Spirit, when I want something, but I get the Holy Spirit can then decide, is this job actually good for me, or should he close the door and give me some other job that I haven't even seen yet? You know, is it the right time for me to get a car or not? You know, so the Holy Spirit then can modify all of my desires so that everything works for my good.
That's a good sort of just like a practice. You know, I'm thinking about the women in our community who they aren't on a sabbatical experience right now, and they're going and they're doing, right. And it's kind of like, wow, how do I pivot? And I really like what you said there. I don't think I've thought about it that way. I do believe that the Holy Spirit is ever present in us. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit, but this idea of give me the Holy Spirit, whatever the language be, I'm thinking this as I'm talking it in, instead of give me this specific thing, or I want this, or please make this happen, Lord, like what would it be for us as bold women to just say Holy Spirit and just leave it at that with that's the trust, right? That's exercising trust that the Spirit already knows exactly what we need, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it's so interesting because then and I was listening to one pastor and he was saying, you know, when you're praying, what you need is not flowery words, and what you need is desperation. Like bring your desperation, just like knock, knock, knock. I need the bread, you know, like, and that's what gets this guy up to give his friend the bread. And this is what Jesus says, teaching us to pray, is so we don't have to be like, Lord, you know, da, da, da. You know, it could just be like, give me the Holy Spirit. Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. I need it. I need it. I need that spirit of wisdom. I cannot survive without it. I can't go one day. I don't want to move in my own strength. I don't want to move definitely according to the enemy's plan. I want your Holy Spirit. I want wisdom. Give it to me. Please, God, I'm asking. And you promised you would.
Yeah, that's so, I was going to say, it's so counterintuitive sometimes to like what it means, like from like what I would consider to be the female spirit, like sometimes, and especially in a sense of leadership, of being afraid to ask for help really directly, right? Or like sometimes asking for that help, even if it's directly to God, who you know is a safe place, right? I often find sometimes in prayer, like, you know, that weird human inclination to be like, I have to kind of like cover up my real intentions here. And it's like, God knows what I really think, right? Almost like it's an interesting concept to really encourage and empower any leader, and especially women leaders within our community, to take that step of like really a bold invitation and an ask for the Holy Spirit to intercede.
Yeah. And then it is amazing.
Yeah. I like what you said.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I like what you said. I like how you linked desperation and boldness, like that, like none of us want to be desperate.
And yet,
yeah, sometimes. And it's like, sometimes desperation is what spurs on our boldness. I mean, that's just, I think, reality. What were you going to say, Alma?
Yeah, that desperation, none of us want to be, like you said, none of us want to be desperate. It's like, I'm poised. I've got it all together. I'm not desperate, you know, but, and the thing that is so great, and again, it's, is that if we bring our desperation to God, we're bringing it to the right place. It's not healthy to bring our desperation to another human being, like, I need you, you know, like, that's not really going to be a good foundation for a relationship. But we bring it to God, and we come desperate, like as a deer pants for the water. Like, that deer cannot keep just walking around in the wilderness without water. It's going to die. And we have that. The more that we know, the more that I know that I can't survive, I can't be who God calls me to be, I can't have the peace that God wants me to have, I can't have the joy that God gives me unless I have Him. So it's like, I'm desperate. It's just like, I'm a deer. I can't walk around without water. I need you, Lord. I need you. And so that is the right place to bring our desperation.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I can't believe it, but our time is quickly wrapping up here. I would just, maybe let's close with this. As you, maybe in light of thinking, like, if you could talk to your former self, and also have it be a word to women who they are in the thick of it, they, you know, they don't see rest, and it feels often like, man, I better do something for whatever those false narratives are in us that make us not wait and have the courage to wait. Just, I guess maybe let's just close with, like, what would you say to your former self or to that woman in that season in light of the things we've talked about today?
So, my dear sisters in Christ, I am so glad to be here with you. And if I was talking to you or to my former self, I know my former self would have a hard time listening, honestly, because she was like so busy with doing everything. And you might be in that same place where you just, you know, we can all get into that Martha spirit of like, there's food to be made, you know, the Savior needs to be worshiped, and we got to set the worship up just right. And then we have to have fellowship just right, you know, which is all Martha was doing, all good things. And we can get caught into those in ministry. But like Jesus said, there is one thing what Mary chose, and that is the most important, and that will not be taken away from her because it replenishes. When we do the Martha stuff, it drains. But when we do the Mary, it replenishes. And so pause, even if it's just a little moment, even if it's just in the midst of all your business, you just go into the bathroom or in your car, or definitely, you know, taking time in the morning, wherever you can, steal away and have just those moments at Jesus' feet and bringing all of what you need to Him and trusting Him to lead and to replenish you.
That's powerful stuff.
That's awesome, Amma. Thank you for that blessing.
Incredible.
Thank you so much. Thank you for leading bold. Thank you for helping encourage women in ministry wherever you are, women, whether you're serving in a pastoral role, a director role, a ministry role, or whether you are just out in the workplace, in the family, at home, wherever you are, all of us are called to lead boldly, audaciously in Christ.
Amazing. We so appreciate you being here today, Amma. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And everybody, we'll see you next time. And until then, stop what you're doing. Take a second, listen, and with or without desperation, whatever works for you in that moment, keep leading bold. We'll see you next time.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us and Amma Zenya in this very musical and very exciting episode of the Lead Bold podcast. We hope that these words were encouraging to you. We hope for any of you who are in a season of waiting, of wondering, that you would call boldly on your God and that you would lean into that prayer, that you would bang on the door and ask for the bread. We encourage you to call on the one who made you. And until we hear from you next time, you can always find out more about us at leadingbold.org for all of your Lead Bold updates. Keep leading bold out there, ladies, and we'll see you in the next episode.